Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Before I wrap up this financial disclosure package they passed yesterday here on this Thursday, November 2nd, edition of Your Defending Fathers, we are going to put out there tonight as a public service, Stand Up Michigan's Sheboygan and Presque Isle County. They're hosting a free viewing. If you didn't get to see it at a theater, you want to go see the movie Sound of Freedom for free? Well, Stand Up Michigan has a copy. They're showing it tonight. It's going to be at 6:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church there in Onaway, right on the corner of M68 and Glacier Road. Go there. Get there early if you can, 6:15, and they're going to show the movie starting at 6:30. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to see it. And they're doing it tonight at the church there in Onaway. Financial disclosure statements. Really? Oh, I got a text back. They also will have snacks and drinks. Are you going to have buttered popcorn? You got to go to the movies. You got to have buttered popcorn. Well, you're asking the elected officials to pass a law that is on them, requires them to disclose financial disclosure information. Right. Yeah, that is absolutely the perfect ideal situation. You definitely want state representatives and state senators passing a law that requires them to disclose financial information to the public. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that? Well, this trailer bill that's coming is going to say you can't even take your seat, you can't be sworn into office unless you fill out the form. Well, whoop-de-doo. McBroom went on to say, when it comes to concerns that the bills would not obligate the filers to specify exactly how much money they earn from an asset or income source, it's not about measuring wealth. We have a lot of members here who have very little to no wealth. On the other hand, we have members that have a great deal of wealth. One name that comes to mind is State Senator John DeMoose. Very wealthy in his financial asset columns, as well as his wife, I've been told. I don't know this specifically. I haven't seen the numbers. But he's very wealthy. He's done very well for himself. Good for him. Well, now, financial disclosures, hopefully, will say that there is any conflicts. This is what he's focused on. This isn't about anybody being allowed to be in the chamber for all of you to measure who's wealthy and who's not. This is about disclosing potential conflicts. In earlier remarks, McBroom said he knows that there are many people frustrated about the bills, that they don't go far enough. And he knows there are members of the public and certainly the members of the press who will never be satisfied with anything we propose. Yeah, you know me pretty well, Ed. Except that they could literally attach cameras to us and follow us every moment of the day. Unfortunately, they're not doing that. No, we're not going to put cameras on you and follow you every minute of every day. But at least having to disclose real numbers saying that you earn more than $1,000 doesn't go far enough. And your argument that we're looking for conflicts of interest, you don't get it, Ed. You don't get it. How is their wealth being used to buy endorsements? That's a question I want to throw out there. How much money did John DeMuse pledge to Congressman Jack Bergman and or Strategic National Tony Liss, his chief of staff, in order to get Bergman's endorsement in the state Senate race last year? How much? How much did he promise going forward so that when Jack Bergman retires and comes out publicly and endorses John DeMuse to take over his seat in Washington, D.C., to be representing the 1st Congressional District, how much money were you promised, Jack? Just wondering. Also, I'd like to see financial disclosure statements on staffers. I want to know exactly his chief of staff, Tony Liss. Where does he get all of his revenue from, his income? Is it just from being the staffer of the congressman? Or does he have other outside interests, perhaps working for Strategic National, John Yob's company? Just asking. I'm not insinuating anything. I just want to know. And if you don't have any income stream from that source, then disclose it. Sign it under grounds of perjury that you're telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And then let's see what shakes out. On the House side, identical bills, tie-barred, House bills 52, 72, 73, 74, and 75 were reported out of the House Government Operations Committee yesterday afternoon, but they didn't make it to the finish line. These bills in the Senate, 613 through 616, were discharged to the House floor, but they weren't taken up yesterday either. So what will happen today in Lansing? Well, certain changes were made by this absolute communist, Lori Podhutsky from Livonia, and Mike McFaul from Hazel Park, both Democrats, including and adding a provision that a filer must disclose who their spouse's employer is and if they are a registered lobbyist or a lobbyist agent during the year of the reporting period, as well as doubling the fine for knowingly filing an inaccurate or incomplete report. You know what the maximum late filing fee is? $1,000. And if you knowingly file an inaccurate or incomplete report, you're going to get a $2,000 fine. Can you say slap on the hand? You're very wealthy, and you can file an inaccurate or incomplete report and have to pay a $2,000 fine. Whoop-de-doo. Well, the substitutions received a 3-0 vote in committee, and a couple of Republicans abstained, and they were voted out of government ops, and now they go to the floor today. The reason that Republican Jamie Green, state representative from Richmond, said prior to the hearing, she expressed her excitement hearing that Michiganders would see some form of financial disclosure, but the House package does not address what was promised in Proposal 1. She also added she didn't expect the package to be coming from government ops. We should have seen this being worked through the committees of ethics and oversight, but that was not met. Was I prepared for this? No, because I don't sit on ethics or oversight. But I did do my homework. These bills fall way short of what was promised the voters to pass Proposal 1. And who else was involved in this? You got to understand this, folks. You got to connect the dots. You got to look at the money. Rich Studley, the former CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, retired that position to lobby and spend the money getting Proposal 1 passed. Now, why would the Michigan Chamber of Commerce want to extend term limits? Why would they so loosely word the language when it came to financial disclosure statements? Why did they leave it up to the legislators themselves to have to pass the law regarding financial disclosure? Because the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, an organization that is a sponsor and advertises on another radio program, is interviewed constantly by that show's host. They work the dark money side, the lobbyists and the special interest groups in Lansing. That's what the Michigan Chamber of Commerce does. And you have to understand that they wanted a process where they could get their puppets in there for 12 years, not 6 in the House, not just 8 in the Senate, but for 12 solid years so that they could develop relationships with them, make donations to their reelection campaigns without having to disclose it. See, you don't have to take it in the form of income. They can donate to your reelection campaign. So that they basically can get what they want. I got a text real quick. Link to the show today for later listening. YourDefendingFathers.com. The show repeats every 3 hours. Final segment of hour number two. We'll wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up the financial disclosure bills that are going to go forward today. Last day they're in session this week. Election day is on Tuesday. It appears right now that they will be back in session on election day this Tuesday. Again, contact your local clerk wherever you vote. Township, city, village, wherever, and find out if you have to vote on Tuesday. Now, I have reviewed the Onaway School District's proposals for Tuesday, and I'm of the opinion that the renewal of their building fund that will upgrade the heating and cooling of the school building is required. I've heard reports from many, many listeners. The kids in some parts of the building have to wear winter coats in the wintertime because the building's heating system is not good enough. And when it starts to warm up in the spring, heading towards summer, the humidity and the heat in there is unbearable. They need to upgrade the HVAC systems. But a second gym, millions of dollars for a second gym. I'm sorry. Look at your enrollment. It doesn't justify it. Millions of dollars for a gym? No. There's other communities. Central Lake here in Antrim County, $27 million on property taxes for an old school building to increase, improve its security when they have declining enrollment. 2010 census, 568 kids in the schools. Now they're almost getting down to 200. And they want the taxpayers to increase their property taxes on average $300 to $500 per year for $27 million for security cameras, scanners. No, sorry. This is just insanity. But contact your local clerks. Find out if you need to go and vote on these millages, these bond issues this coming Tuesday. $2.7 billion is going to be on the ballot here in the state of Michigan. One of the things that Tyrone Carter, a Democrat from Detroit, said the legislation regarding financial disclosure on these elected officials will serve as a starting point on a black canvas. Future legislators can come back and improve on the proposals later. This is not the end. This is only the beginning, but we have to start somewhere. So we start with the meat and potatoes. We can add the vegetables in the broth later. Republican Jamie Green asked, do you honestly believe we're going to get all this together? This is our one shot to get it done correctly the first time. If we don't get it done, it's never going to happen. You'll never see it again. Carter's response, let us not be looking for perfection and don't be the enemy of progress. That word last night was said over and over and over again. Progress, moving forward. The biggest problem they have, spousal disclosures, he said, those relationships aren't the only one with connections to public officials. There can be other relationships that people don't have to document. But at this point, we have nothing. There's always going to be a backdoor to any rule if somebody wants to find a way to get around it. We're just simply trying to close as many of those doors and windows as possible. Now, one of the proposals, spearheaded by State Representative Phil Skaggs, a Democrat communist from Grand Rapids, was buried on the second reading and included things like spousal disclosure. Why? His wife is a lobbyist. She is working for an Illinois-based solar panel company. Isn't it interesting that their Clean Energy Act, having to do with solar farms and getting the permitting of those farms to be handled by the Michigan Public Service Commission instead of local municipalities? Well, the Republicans wanted to pursue it. The Democrats wouldn't allow it. He said if we did this, we could possibly get more Republicans on board than we currently have and offset the Democrats that don't want to disclose it. Kind of interesting the way he is the lead sponsor on this, with his wife being a lobbyist. But the bottom line, it's going to happen today. I'll be monitoring it tonight. I'll be watching the House camera again. And I'll report on it on Friday, tomorrow's show. Final hour field report. What happened in Lansing yesterday? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock. Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan businesses.